You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Dort Podcast. It's the Dort Podcast. Rich Keith. It's the Dort Podcast. Hashtag. It's the hashtag Dort Podcast. Shut
up. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keefe, joined as always by Davey Eyeballs. He is Razzle Von Dazzle. He is promo code Ron Von D. All hail the king of ginger ale. It's Ryan Davey. Davey, how are you?
I'm great. I have my vanilla cream Wild Bill soda right now, Outlaw Orange Cream.
Look at
having
you.
A little sip. Look at that, right?
You son of a gun. Mm-hmm. Are you enjoying all the flavors?
All the flavors. I wouldn't, you know that, like, I would never hawk a product that I didn't use myself. And these things are delicious.
We
have some to my Instagram and maybe the Dork Podcast Instagram. I'm not sure. We're going to have some drink recipes. We've come up with one for every flavor. Oh, yeah.
I'm looking forward to these.
Yep. And they're right up your alley.
Yeah, because they got a little booze sauce in them. That's what, I'm hoping for.
A little booze sauce in them. And
a little confusion early on. But the promo code is now on the screen. So if you go to Wild Bill's Soda to order this delicious soda pop or mugs or whatever it might be, it's not our Von D. It's Ron Von D.
Which is
the promo code Ron Von D.
Which is amazing because I never talked to them about the origin of the name R Von D.
Is that right?
I never talked to them about it. And then it was like, because, you know, it's a take on Rob Van Dam.
Yes.
Except
the great wrestler.
The great wrestler. And he would, you know, because my initials are RMD. So I would do the thing and point to myself and say RMD. That got to, like, you know, RVD, like RVD. Yeah. And then it was Ron Von Don, not Rob Van Dam.
Right.
Which is where it came. So I didn't even tell them that it was like Ron. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know where they got it. But yeah.
So go ahead and use Ron Von D. And like Davey, you can be drinking delicious, delicious soda every day of the week.
Every day of the week.
Hey, I got my eyes on that black cherry. Would you recommend the black cherry?
So their Discord server is called the Wild Side. And the drink that I make with the black cherry is actually my favorite, and it's called the Wild Side Pile Driver.
Oh my God.
It's something.
I want some of that in my life. I can tell you right now.
I will show you how to make the drink.
Ryan, there's no easy way to segue to this, but people are curious still, like, what is going on? Mystery guest or guests,
or
mystery
guests.
Topics. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna tell you right now what's gonna happen. Coming up in about 10 minutes or so, because me and Davey have some things to kick around the two of us. We're gonna do that first. But we are then gonna invite some other podcasts, some other friends of ours to come on here. And here's the old catch. They're going to supply the topic for their segment. We're going to split it up like a Tonight Show type of thing. Mm-hmm. So somebody's going to come on. They're going to talk to us about whatever they want to. And then boom, after like 15 minutes, let's say, out. Bring somebody else in. After 15 minutes, out. Bring somebody else in. And we're going to do that for the whole episode.
Rapid fire. And you meant the kicker here is we legitimately have no idea what they're going to talk about.
This could be terrible.
It could be awful.
We're trusting them.
Yeah.
And also it's going to make us think on our feet a little bit, which could be a bit of a detriment.
It's a nice little exercise, I think, for the two of us to show some improv chops.
I'm looking forward to that very much. So, but before we get to that, because I don't know what the topics are, I wanted to make sure that we hit on a few things.
Okay.
First and foremost, Ryan, without any kind of spoilers at all, how are you enjoying The Last of Us Part 2? And how far into the game are you?
I think I'm 3/4 of the way through the game right now. I was so immersed in what I was doing last night. I meant to stream it and forgot to hit go live. Like, I was like, all right, I'll play for 20 minutes and I'll get warm and then I'll go live and just be ready. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I never did. I played for like 3 hours and never stopped. And I just like totally forgot to stream. It's way different than I thought it was going to be. I like to go into these things. Remember, there was like all those spoilers and stuff that people were.
So I didn't see any of it, which was good.
I didn't see any of it. I think I know what it was now. But that I think that spoiler happened in the first 20 minutes of the game.
So I think I'm so, past that. I'm 4 hours in.
Okay, so you got a long way to go.
I got a long ways to go, and I think in a couple of weeks that should be a standalone episode for us.
I think it should too, and I think there
should be a chance to play more.
Give people a chance to play, and like me, I'm slow. Like I like to slow down.
I take my time. Yeah,
I take my time with this one and make sure that I got everything. Oh yeah.
Methodical. Yeah. The other thing with that game is, or I was gonna say, we've only done a handful of games as standalone episodes.
Yeah.
We did Batman Arkham Knight way back in the day.
Back in the day.
That
was
an early episode.
That was an early one.
Yep. We did Overwatch.
We did Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
And that's honestly, that might be it.
Yeah, that's it.
So this, I think, we'll definitely have to add to the mix. I'm enjoying it. Yeah, I'm with you. It's a little bit different than maybe I thought it was going to be.
And the new character, Abby.
Yeah.
Is a fucking badass.
Yeah.
She's fun to play with.
Yeah. There's some stuff going on there.
Yeah.
For sure.
The arms on her. Woo!
The other. Oh yeah, good shape. Good shape. How long would you last in the Last of Us world?
I'm a very cautious person by nature. I think my thing would be like run and hide. Basically, would be the thing.
You'd be hide. You'd be a hide guy.
You know, but it would be like I think I would do okay until I wasn't. If that makes sense.
Well, you can't slip up. Though, is the thing.
No, that's the thing.
You know, no like whoops. Like that's it. You're done.
Your head on a swivel at all times. You
all the times. Mm-hmm. Ryan, also big video game news. A couple other huge video game things, by the way, here.
Yeah, so we
what's the deal with... I was going to ask you first. What's the deal with the Avengers War Table, which I was streaming a little bit today? I also don't really know why you would call anything War Table.
I think it's maybe that's what they call it in the room on the Chimera. But anyway, it's a bad name, but... Basically, what they did is they're going to update you every month, and they're going to give you more and more information as the game gets closer to launch. So what we saw today, we got the big bad in the game now. We didn't know who that was before. Now it's MODOK.
MODOK. Very good villain, I think.
And we thought MODOK was going to show up in one of the Avengers movies and then didn't. So I think it's really smart for them to bring MODOK in now for a video game. The way it's laid out is actually really cool. So they have multiplayer missions. It's a lot like Destiny. Where they have like these multiplayer missions, but there is a story to the game. There is and you play each level as a different character or like a handful of characters, and you can do them as you go. And there seems to be like a really cool leveling up system. There seems to be some real thought put into the story and also the multiplayer and how to make it like seem fun.
Mm-hmm.
People are going on about the graphics don't look mind blowing. But the other thing they came out and said, too, is if you buy Avengers once the new consoles come out, I think it's just PlayStation exclusive. So when the PlayStation 5 comes out, you get it for free.
Really? Yeah. All right.
And any update they have to the game, much like Spider-Man, is going to be free.
I like that.
So all the skins, all that. I mean, you unlock skins, but there's going to be stuff that they're going to have new characters. They're going to have new missions, and all of that is going to be free.
All right.
So they're going to do one of these every month until launch. So the next one will be in July. The War Table will be in July. So that's that news. So that was cool. So we had The Last of Us and then that. And then the other big news.
Yeah, tell us about this.
So coming out of the video game world, what happened was Mixer, which is like this fledgling, you know, competitor to Twitch for like the longest time, sold off their technology to Facebook Gaming. So the Mixer as it stands now, Microsoft dumped it onto Facebook.
Okay.
So Facebook now owns Mixer. But what happened was gamers like Ninja and Shroud, who were this time last year, signed exclusive contracts with Mixer, right? They had the option of continuing their contract and having other bonuses with Facebook or wiping their hands. So I don't know who wouldn't do this, but basically Ninja got paid $30 million just for walking away.
Insane.
And now he can sign a deal with whoever.
You still hate him, right?
I don't hate him. I think he's annoying. Okay. I think he's annoying. I think he's like an annoying bratty kid.
Seem like that. People just clip highlights of him. So it's probably like the worst stuff that he said.
Yeah.
But I've just seen like highlight reels of that. And I'm like, why would anybody like this guy?
But like, if you are pulling the number of people watching his stream and he does, you're gonna get stream sniped. You're going to. It's gonna happen. But like, he does not deal with losing well.
No.
And I get it, you're competitive, but like, don't be a baby too. Like, right. You can get pissed, but like, don't be a baby.
No, he kind of bugs me. But
anyway,
did you ever go to Mixer ever? Did you ever watch
anything? I checked out Mixer. You? It's really no.
Okay.
Nah. And like it didn't sit right with me. Like there was like this whole
Well, you're a big Twitch with, like, guy. You're a Twitch affiliate, for God's sake.
Of course I am. But like, you're so I'm sell I like out Twitch's
Mixer. Yeah.
No, but like if someone gave me $30 million, I would.
Oh, I would do anything.
Yeah.
Literally anything. Let's not really test the boundaries.
We're not going to test the boundaries on that. But that, so this is kind of a big deal because now these guys, Shroud and Ninja and whoever else, are now free agents. So now people have been signing exclusive contracts with Twitch. So not only did he get paid out by Mixer, he can now sign another contract exclusivity with Twitch and make the same money and essentially like double up.
Yeah. It's like in basketball when a guy's like, they get bought out, they get their money, and then they go sign with another team and get paid
for the same
amount
of money. Yeah. So he's double dipping. Who would not do that? You know?
I have two bit of comic book movie news things.
Yeah.
This recently came out, and this kind of knocked my socks off, Ryan, and I wasn't even wearing socks. Amanda Seyfried apparently turned down the role of Gamora back in the first Guardians of the Galaxy because she didn't like the idea of getting all green, like the green makeup.
Yeah. And I guess I read something.
Yeah, go ahead.
She was reading. She's friends with like Jennifer Lawrence.
Correct.
And she was talking about Jennifer Lawrence getting ready to play Mystique, and she was basically told like how much it sucked.
But think about the movies that Zoe Saldana and Gamora have been in and how popular they are, how good they are. So she would have been in Guardians 1, 2, Infinity War, and Endgame. And maybe more stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, she really screwed up. However, I like Amanda Seyfried, not nearly as good as Zoe Saldana.
No,
Zoe Saldana is a much better Gamora. Because you also have to... I don't think Seyfried could pull off being the world's toughest female character or like the best fighting female character, which Gamora is. Or the deadliest, I think, is what you
call
her. I think
the deadliest woman in the galaxy or something
like that. Yeah.
But they also...
She couldn't pull it off.
She said quite openly, too, like she wasn't a fan. Like she wasn't a fan of the stuff. So like,
yeah, she's not a big comic book fan. Which
is fine. Then I'll take that. If you're not a fan and it's not something you're going to buy into or something you want to do well, then don't do it.
She looks more like a mantis to me anyway than a Gamora.
She does look like a mantis.
She would have been a good mantis, I think.
Yeah, she would have been a good Scarlet Witch, too.
She actually would have been a good Scarlet Witch. I have no problem with her.
I have no problem. No.
And she was even talking about how she like still thinks about it. So she obviously really like, regrets it. She's like, she knows how good these movies have been and how much money they've made and all that other stuff. The other bit of news I have, Ryan, is Michael Keaton could be playing the Batman again. What do you think of that?
Now, I keep reading conflicting stories because some of them say, and it's all about word choice, because some of them say Michael Keaton is in talks to reprise his role as Bruce Wayne. The other ones say Batman.
Ryan, I hate to break it to you, same guy.
But like, is he going to show up as Bruce Wayne and not Batman? So is he going to be like an older
Semantics.
Bruce Wayne? Who's like,
Semantics.
But that's what I'm saying. So like, Semantics. Words matter.
I think it matters.
But I think also, and I said to you and the Mac and Goobers on a group text, it was like, this kind of opens the door too for him to be Bruce Wayne in like a Batman Beyond movie.
Yeah, people have been clamoring for that. That would be pretty cool.
That would
tie
be pretty
that
sweet.
All together a little bit. Yeah. There's so many Earths and dimensions and whatever else. I don't see why you don't do it.
So, like but
Keaton.
Now
I was a Keaton fan. I think he was a good Batman.
Yeah, and I think so. This we're definitely doing Flashpoint, right? We have to be.
Which I love. Flashpoint's a great story.
Yeah,
it is, and it allows them to reboot everything also
because he's reprising his role as Batman / Bruce Wayne in the Flash movie. So it has to be Flashpoint.
Right.
Right.
Before we get to our first guest, Ryan.
Yes.
We kicked around, we were talking about Hannibal, about doing an episode on Hannibal at some point.
Yeah.
Did you continue down that path or did you stall out because of The Last of Us?
I didn't, I kind of stalled out, but it is something that I'm like, I'm watching and very much enjoying. And I'm only in the first season. So you said it gets better.
I finished it.
And it gets better as you go.
So for me, season 2 was better than 1 and season 3 was probably on par, maybe a little less enjoyable than 2, but I still really liked it.
Okay.
And it's good. And I think there's a lot to talk about, though.
I do like Mads Mikkelsen.
Yeah, Mads. He's good. Mads,
he's very good.
I like the other guy.
He's a very good villain.
Hugh Dancy?
Hugh Dancy, yeah.
He's a good Will Graham.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Ryan, here's the deal.
Here's the deal.
This episode, we are opening the doors. We are bringing in guests, friends of the podcast who have other podcasts. Give them a chance to sort of jump on board here, but also steer the conversation in any direction that they want.
Yeah.
So we're kind of, you know, we don't know what's coming our way.
I don't know what's happening.
We don't
right
know
now.
What's coming our way.
Yeah.
So every guest or guests combo are going to get a 15-minute chunk.
Mm-hmm.
So you can keep your eye on the clock. Be like, all right, these guys running out of time here. What's going on? So at 15 minutes, we say goodbye. They could be mid-sentence. Boom, like, you're out of here. And then we say hello to the next group. So without further ado, let's bring in our first combo here. This would be Jason Rossi and Billy D from the Pop Culture Pile Driver Podcast. Gentlemen, how are you?
Fantastic.
Good, good.
You guys look fantastic. Thank you for being here.
Yeah. Rossi, are you going to open your goddamn
mouth? Rossi, you going to say something or what's
up? If I start talking, does that when the clock starts?
Oh, the clock's already started.
Oh, yeah, you're underway, man.
You are two seconds in right now. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Gentlemen, and we can feel free to plug the podcast and the Twitter and everything at the end of your allotted time. But first, let me ask you, what is the topic du jour?
Do you have a choice?
Ooh, oh, he's got two. Ryan, it's your call. Do you want to go with number one or number two?
What are your games?
Did you get a piece says, of? Do you have paper and
I do. I have a pen and a pad here.
My gut says.
Number one.
Oh,
look at this. It's got the strong guy arm on it. I'm number one.
You should have went with number two.
Number one mug.
Okay.
No, your bro.
Know your bro. All right. Let's do it. Is this what I have to write it on the thing and hold it up to the screen?
Yes.
Okay.
So basically, me and Keith, because we're underneath each other, we'll be on the same team.
Oh, yeah.
Well, not on the same team. We'll be answering at the same time, and you guys will be asking at the same time.
Okay.
The only thing I want to ask, do you guys want us to pick the questions, or I can send them to you on Twitter, and you get to pick them, because I created
you,
them.
All you. Pick the questions. All you.
All right. We're going to try to get to 11, because it's a podcaster's dozen.
Okay.
And you guys can pass. I'll give you three passes.
Okay.
If you don't like a question, if you don't want to answer it, if you're uncomfortable or you don't think he has a shot at it, I'll let
I always got a shot.
You guys decide who wants to answer and who wants to ask first.
I will answer everything. Here we go.
Okay.
I'm good. I'm ready.
We're an open book here. Yeah.
All right.
I gotta get
so right. Know your bro. First question. This will be me and Keith answering. So we write down what the answer is, and then you and Rossi have to guess.
Okay.
All right. So what is your bro's favorite I think you should leave sketch?
Easy.
Davies. So I'm saying, what is Davies I think you should leave favorite sketch?
I know yours.
Mine's easy.
I know Keith and Davies. I don't know Billy's.
I think I know Davies. It's going to be one of his top two, but I wrote something down.
Okay.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have the same one.
Wait,
Davies is new Joe.
Yes. New Joe. Yes, it is.
Mine is. That's not mine.
That's not.
No, mine is the printer. Mine is the printer with a bullet.
Christmas Rossi came early this year.
Early.
That is hilarious.
Absolutely new Joe. By the way,
100. What did you say? On par, if not better, and everybody ices me.
I'm not even popular at all.
I'm smarter than you.
That's the best part. All right, Rossi,
this is what we have to do, by the way. The person who wrote it down shows their answer after. The person has to say what it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it was new Joe.
But I know, because we discussed this not too long ago. So one zip.
That's one for Dork.
Yeah, Dork is going to crush this.
All excellent picks, by the way.
All right, so
you can't go wrong.
Rossi, that was my bet on that first one. Do you want to pick the next question?
No, I like you picking the questions. I like where this was going.
Okay, so now this is my answer.
Okay.
All right, so what is your bro's shoe size?
Ooh. Is this like real shoe size, or we're gonna like try to show off in front of people?
No, it's real shoe size.
26.
Yeah,
we'll give it within the half. So
I was gonna say, because within a half, I think we have to do, because I'm literally one size in Nikes and one size in Adidas. And
right, I'm the same way. So I have a wide toe box.
Yeah, as long as you're in that one, like that 0.5 on either way.
All right. So did you write down an answer, Davey?
I did.
All right, so I will answer, and I'll give you both answers. So just so when he reveals his card, he'll know.
Yep.
I am just either right an 11 and a half or a 12.
I got you down for an 11 and a half.
Boom. Biscuit. Like that.
I'm either a 10 and a half or an 11.
I went with 9.5.
We're going to get smoked.
All right, baby.
God damn it.
These two are wearing each other's shoes over here.
No, I wear 10 and a half. I knew his foot was bigger than mine. Yep, I didn't know that.
Yep.
All right. Here's a good one.
I said a women's 8.
And squeeze it in.
7 wide.
I don't know Rossi that well, so this is kind of tough.
I just met him just before tonight. Yeah.
Okay.
Seems like a good guy.
What is your song name?
What town did your bro get married in?
Oh, shit.
So you're writing this one down, Billy, and I'm answering.
Oh, so Davey's answering for me. So what town did I get married in?
Fuck. What town did Billy get married in?
Oh, boy. It's my wife's going to be mad at you.
Hometown. I know what state it's in.
You were there.
I was there.
Oh, she's going to be so pissed at you. She already hates you.
I know.
See, there's no one for Billy to be mad at me about, so this is a good thing.
I know I want to say it's a town in New York, but I know it's not that. I know it's like not that one.
I'm not that sure, Gianna. She said. But wait,
is the question, what town did your bro get married in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Rossi has to answer for Billy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that entirely fair?
Are you not married?
Oh. Billy.
I'm just not currently married.
Oh, wait till you hear. We got some episodes
to come,
folks.
Never mind.
I'm gonna write. This
I was
might
unaware.
Not be...
I will sit this time out. I will mute myself.
This might not be the name of the town, but it's something like this.
I thought this was such a cheap shot.
Yeah, didn't get married. Yeah. Sucker. Right, so,
would you fucking answer the question?
It was like Colchester, New York, or something like.
No, Auburn.
Auburn.
Rossi, you got an answer?
Honestly, I couldn't tell you. I'm going to say Newburyport. I don't remember.
No, it was Falmouth.
Oh, Falmouth. Hate the Cape. That's right. We had a cancel flag football game.
Oh, my wife.
it was the devastating.
It was Auburn, a playoff game. Fuck. Auburn.
Hmm. All right. Okay, so now still it's me nothing, Thief. Dork.
All right. Yeah, what city you got divorced in? I got that.
Danvers.
That's somehow worse. I don't know why that makes me laugh.
That's incredible.
At least it wasn't Malden.
Yeah. In Danvers.
All right. Who would your bro most want to consensually steal a smooch from?
So I'm writing down, right?
Billy, you're writing from me.
Yes. And I have no idea.
Oh, jeez. I bet you it's a... Oh, no. Davey, I don't know.
All right.
This is from me to you, right?
You're writing it down, so I have to say it.
Yeah, so I'll...
Yeah,
I'll
we're try. Guessing what you have.
Yeah. This could be any number one, but I know the one he wrote down is Jennifer Connelly.
Boom, Jennifer Connelly.
Yep.
Look at that. Oh, he scratched out. That looks like a Jeopardy answer. When
no, that's
like,
the,
no,
that's the old. That's the old.
Those are. That was
former answer.
New Joe.
Yeah.
Also would steal.
I would also steal a smooch from New Joe. He brings his own organ everywhere, so that's nice.
Pick of the Rossi?
Jennifer Love Hewitt, without a doubt.
Really? Oh, that would be. He's... I said your wife.
Well, why would consensually I could go upstairs?
I have no idea.
How faithful do you think I am?
Rough stuff.
It's a good time going on here, boys.
3-0 lead.
3-0. And we got 7 minutes left.
Come back, City. Don't put me in a corner.
Use your time wisely.
God, this is so bad.
Your wife.
All right.
Oh, God.
This is good.
Who is your bro's favorite Avenger?
Oh. Mm. Sorry.
Oh, wait a minute. So Davey's saying who's my favorite Avenger?
I'm right.
Mm-hmm.
Billy's favorite Avenger. Great.
Now, does anyone like on the team or like in the movies?
I would say in the movies because we all have seen them recently. We talked about it recently.
Oh, my God. Davey, you're screwed because I don't even
know.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Who's my favorite Avenger?
Or who's your favorite character in all the Avengers movies?
Yeah, we'll go.
Okay. Got it.
Oh, crap. I'm going to.
Did you write it down?
I wrote it down.
Gamora, my man.
I'm probably getting this wrong, but Bill, who's yours?
Thor.
I went with Ant-Man.
Nobody. Ant-Man is nobody's favorite.
I just
why didn't you just pick Hawkeye? Like
no, I was gonna go with Hawkeye's wife after.
Rossi thinks Billy has a size 9 foot, and he likes Ant-Man.
It's getting smaller by the moment.
Oh,
come back, City. 6 minutes.
We are smoking.
Good luck, Sean. Next people.
Oh, you guys got a point. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was four.
What was the other game, by the way?
Oh, you don't know.
You gotta find. You have to be on again to
bring him back on.
Because this has gone so smoothly.
Just because we're so goddamn curious, we're bringing him back.
All right, here's another one. What is your bro's favorite Disney movie?
My bro's favorite Disney movie. Oh, man. That one's tough.
That is tough. We haven't talked about this really at all.
So what is Davey's favorite Disney movie?
I have some questions.
Avengers Endgame.
Yeah. Do Marvel Disney and Star Plus? Wars movies count now?
I would say the Disney animated classics was the spirit in which this question was created.
Good one.
The Brainchild.
So Davey's favorite from that. I have a clear-cut favorite. I don't know if he does, but I will write
I'm going to say, and this could be, I'm going to say Aladdin.
No, that is for me, but the question is the other way around.
Yeah,
no, that's what I would have said.
Damn it, I got to write it down.
Oh, I thought I already wrote it down.
What happened to you?
All right. Well, we got a chance to steal a bank.
Come on, this is for 2 points. We'll do it.
Okay, let me pick a...
No, you're done. You're done.
You guys are killing us anyway.
I thought you already wrote it down.
No, I was trying to figure out what the fucking parameters were. I didn't know if I could write Endgame.
Lion King is actually correct.
We gotta have them say it first.
Yeah, you said it too early, but that was Lion King. Tangled the close number two.
Oh, I love Tangled.
How did both teams forget the rules midway through the game?
I don't know. It's been a long night.
Drinking.
It was a nice clip.
I'm drinking a nice orange cream soda from Wild Bill Soda.
Ooh, yeah, with the promo code again?
Yeah, here you go.
There you go.
Ron
right at the bottom of the screen. Right. Yep.
Good. Thank you. I'm going to write that down. That's my next answer.
Get that root beer.
Okay. So here we go. Next question. We got to make some.
I'm writing.
You're guessing R. So we say it first and then you flip over your answer.
Okay.
Okay. So what is your bro's favorite song?
Okay. It can go two ways, but I'm going to.
I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you right now.
Between two.
I have a set top five.
Top five?
Top five. I have said top five.
I don't, but Davey, I think you can guess which one I'm going to say just for the purposes of this.
I almost have to guess. I'm gonna say my favorite, but I feel like you didn't go with my favorite.
But see, I think I did, but there's another song. There's two. There's two right there. But I know this I have it written down.
Speaking of music, in just a few short minutes, we may have a musical guest coming on.
This might not be the one you're thinking, but it's definitely one of your favorite songs.
I was gonna go with one that is important to you as well. I'm gonna say Spiders by System of a Down.
That's not what I wrote because it's my least favorite song. I hate that song. But
it's not my favorite.
I wrote down Beautiful People and Marilyn Manson.
That's a great answer, actually. That was at one point my favorite song.
That was a great answer.
Billy, what is yours?
Mine is Your Love by The Outfield.
I went the wrong direction.
Did you go Juvenile, Back That Thing Up?
Back That Thing and Best Thing.
Both excellent songs. We have 3 minutes left here.
Damn. All right.
I went with Back That Thing Up.
Yeah, because the edited version, we all know, much
it's better.
It's
way better.
Yeah.
You a big fine woman, won't you back that thing up? I like that way better.
Yeah.
This is going to be...
First song I fast dance.
Oh, it's amazing. And it's just my favorite. Take it over for the 99 of the 2000s. Yeah.
Yeah, good back to front song. Back to front dancing. You know,
let's go. I was rubbing. It was rubbing.
So we could it doesn't have to be a whole story, but if the banana incident would sum it up, what is your bro's most embarrassing moment?
Which of me on Davey?
So Davey says his and we write down what we think theirs is.
What's his most embarrassing moment?
Holy crap. I don't even know.
His most embarrassing moment.
We're going to go to a dark place right now.
Yeah, you guys said we could work out Blue Air, right?
Yeah.
His most embarrassing moment.
Okay.
For me, it might have been easier for you to guess because I have two standout ones.
Yeah.
The divorce from Danvers.
That's actually not even on the list.
That's a problem.
So I'm just going to write a word first on my paper. And then...
So if it was something about some crazy banana thing, you write the banana incident.
Yeah. So I have a word and then, but I can even tell a story about it. But so Davey should tell his story first and then I'll reveal you'll know whether I got it right.
Yes.
So Davey, go ahead.
So my most embarrassing. Okay. So when there was a girl that we were in high school with, who yes. broke up with me but didn't tell me.
Ooh. Ooh. There's multiple girls in high school stories.
No. And it was to this girl. She had an unfortunate. No, I know what the most embarrassing. Okay, I'm switching my answer. There's a girl I was dating. Same setup, but she. I came back to the room, and I'll tell the story. And I had this like perplexed look on my face, and I said, "Rich is like, how'd it go?" And I was like, like I don't know if I can do this anymore. And he's like, why? And I'm like, she called me like this weird nickname. And that nickname was Poopy.
Mr. Poopy Butthole.
No, Poopy. It was like, I was telling this girl.
He was going one direction. I told him to go another way.
I had applied to 12 colleges. I didn't get into a single one. And listen, and I was having like the fucking. No, listen, no, this matters. Because I was having like the worst day ever, like ever. Like I was like 24-hour watch level. I was beside myself. So I go to talk to my girlfriend about the whole thing. And she goes, "Aw, Poopy."
Oh,
she called me Poopy. And it was like,
in addition to this story, Davey was about to break up with Poopy. She broke her ankle.
Her fucking leg.
Shattered her ankle playing hockey like the day before he was going to break up with her. So he couldn't be that guy that was known as the guy who broke up with the girl. So he ends up pushing her around a wheelchair all over campus.
She like straight up shattered her leg.
Nah, you got a Tony Soprano when she's down at her lowest. Get rid of her.
All right, what is your guy's answer?
All right, Rossi.
Bill, we can go two directions. There's one directly involving you, and there's one that I basically crap myself. So we can either go crap myself or,
I love the way Billy put it so much better. Just like,
shits and pants.
Briefly, I know we're short for time.
Three stories for it.
I drove my sister to work. She worked in Woburn. I lived in Everett at the time. And there was a moment when I went to a Dunkin' Donuts because I knew I had to go to the bathroom. Yep. They go, employees only. I said, it's an emergency. They said, do you have a medical like issue? And I just looked at her.
Right, I'm stupid.
I was just like, no. Huh. And she's like, then you can't go in. I got back in my car, raced to the next closest bathroom. And it just, there was a red light. And in that moment, I just
Occupado.
I got to shit my pants. That's it. And it just it
on happened. That note, Rossi,
well,
Billy,
that's all the time we got for you.
That's all the time we have. Where can the people find you guys?
They can check us out on our new brand new shiny Twitter at Pop Culture PD. We're not the police, but that is where you can find us. Everywhere you're looking for podcasts like this, find one, Dork. You can search Pop Culture Pile Driver. That is three words, PCP. Get addicted to the content, folks.
Guys, thanks so much.
I like that.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
It. Love it. Good stuff all around. By the way, Rossi used to work on Dale and Keith. He used to be our producer. Great, great dude. Billy D, great, great dude. He's the one who came up with our recap video for the murder mystery. He also animated the fucking Kyle's dad video that he put together.
All the cartoons of us.
All that stuff. All the cartoons that you see. Yeah. That's all him. Ryan, our next guest.
By the way, we just buried those guys, by the way.
Oh, smoked them.
Yeah.
Smoked them. Our next guest, Ryan, is a singer-songwriter. He is a Twitch affiliate.
Sure is.
A songbird of a lifetime. He's also one third of Dem Thrones Boys. He's none other than Chris Scheim.
Come on!
What's up, boys? How we doing?
Look at him with your casual Hawaiian shirt, too.
Scheim, how are you living?
I am living large and in charge. How are you?
At Scheim Time on the Twitch and on the Twitter.
Yes, sir. And yes, sir.
Ryan. He is also our musical guest.
He is our musical guest, bouncing around
from person to person, and he has decided to fancy us with a song.
He's gonna fancy us with a song.
Let's take a listen to the.
You're probably
going to
want to skip like 14 seconds in. It's a long open.
All right, how's this?
That's good.
Right here.
Yeah,
right,
it's good.
All right, here's.
I'll mute my mic just so we can just hear.
Here's Chris Scheim.
So lately, been wondering who will be there to take my place when I'm gone. You'll need love to light the shadows on your face. If a great wave shall fall, it'd fall upon us all. In between the sand and stone, could you make it on your own? If I could, then I would. I'll go wherever you will go. Way up high or down low, I'll go wherever you will go. The way to make it back someday, to watch you, to guide you through the darkest of your days. If I could, and I would, sing the wrong words right now. If I could, then I would, sing all the wrong words right now. If I could, and I would, I'll go wherever you will go.
Okay. Probably plenty. Chris Shime, everybody. At Chris Shime Time. Or at Shime Time, I should say. Shime, great job, by the way, dude. That is fantastic.
Oh, you sounded great. You just fucked up the words.
We needed that. You know, we played a nice game with Rossi and Billy. We bring in Shime, and now here we go with a little tune.
Let loose a little bit, boys.
Let me ask you this, since we have some time here, Chris. Absolutely. We have some time. When you do karaoke, was it Karaoke Tuesday?
Yes,
Karaoke Tuesday program.
Every Tuesday, 1:55.
What is the process of the selection?
Normally, unless I'm doing some kind of collaboration, it's generally not an ahead of time thing. It's generally that morning I'm driving
in. Like our entire
show. And I get some kind of inspiration. It's just like, I hear something on the radio, somebody says something to me and it strikes a memory. And I'm like, that song would be perfect for right now.
You seem to have every song I've heard. It's been like a late 90s, early 2000s. Like,
yeah, that's kind of where my pop fits. Yeah. I mean, that's the music I grew up on. It's just kind of where I live, you know?
But
it's
some of them are very topical, too. You sometimes will pick a topical track.
Like when coronavirus started, I, of course, sang Space Between by Dave Matthews Band because
promoting social distance.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It was an important message.
That was the hardest performance for me because Keith started naming reporters and Bruins players in the middle of my song, and I had to try so hard.
Meaning that they would have to be apart because that was before games were canceled, but it was more like, hey, reporters have to be like super far away.
It was right before the Rudy Gobert situation.
Correct. Yeah. They hadn't canceled anything yet, but we knew it was close.
Like he got it and he was playing for the Jazz and then didn't tell anybody.
Yeah. So that was one of those type of deals. Shime, what do you want to talk about?
So guys, I have come to you with, here's the thing. I went through racking my brain today trying to figure it out. So I came up with this idea of top threes. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you guys each a topic. We're each going to have our number one and it forms a top three that the people need to go check out. And so here's the three topics. The first topic, top cooking shows.
Oh, what's the one I'm really into right now?
This is going to seem kind of like a bullshit answer because it's not like its own show, but it's actually legit. And I've been watching a lot of Sesame Street because I have a very small child lives in my house. Yes. They do a food truck show within Sesame Street. I shit you not. It's Cookie Monster and this new character named Gonger. Look him up. He's fucking hilarious.
Gonger's funny. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My daughter's got a Gonger stuffed animal. He's a tiny little pink monster with like a beard, and he's hysterical. And they cook food. The bit is the same. Every time they go, somebody calls them on the iPad. They're like, hey, I really want like a taco salad. And they're like, let's check the recipe. So then they check the recipe. They look for ingredients. Cookie has always eaten one of the ingredients. He's already like just eaten one of the ingredients. So like, oh, Cookie. And then they go to like the farm and get that ingredient. They come back, they cook it, they send it out. They're five minutes, but you can see them all on YouTube or whatever. I shit you not. It's good stuff. And they're cooking. They're cooking on Sesame Street. So give me Cookie and Gonger's foodie truck.
Okay. Davey, what do you got?
I have a favorite cooking show and then an honorable mention, one that I just started watching. So my favorite cooking show right now on Netflix is actually Chef Show with Jon Favreau. He has awesome guests on, awesome conversations, and they make ridiculously good food. I just like the idea of like, because he's not a trained chef, but he works through the process and talks to like top chefs about how they do.
He's
what
close
they do,
though, like because
he's pretty. He's trained. For that he's just movie, not like he, a, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's how. And then my honorable mention is cooking. It's a gourmet food cooked with cannabis.
Ooh,
it's
okay.
Actually it's on Netflix and it's all it's like chopped, but they make stuff with like weed in it.
Ooh.
And okay. It's great. It's hosted by Khalees and someone else, but they like all the judges and stuff are comedians. And they swear on the cook, like the chefs swear on the show. So it's actually like what real chefs would talk about. So cooked with cannabis. Check that out.
Awesome. My choice. I'm also going to give one an honorable mention just because I really had to. The one that everybody probably knows about is Top Chef. It is. Yep. It's on Bravo. It's the best cooking competition show on the planet. Mm-hmm. Year in and year out. It's tremendous. I know a lot of the seasons are on Hulu now, too. So if you want to go back and watch old ones, I recommend it. But the one that I really love, my actual nomination is called The Final Table. Also a Netflix original, and it is another cooking competition. They take duos from all over the world, two people from every country. They battle it out, and the guy who won is awesome. And so I highly recommend going out to watch that. I don't want to spoil it for you, but it is available on Netflix.
Okay.
So the second of the top threes is your top Keefspiracy.
Oh, okay. I'm ready. I got mine.
Davey, go first.
My favorite that I bring up in my that he's brought up that I bring up in my own conversation is that Finland isn't a real country. I think that's fascinating.
Does Finland exist?
Does Finland? Yeah, and how it's just like a made up country that Russia and China made up for because they couldn't trade after World War One or something. So like that's my favorite, and I'm fascinated by it.
Okay.
Sean, what's yours? I'm interested in yours. Then I'll
answer. Mine is something called the 7 seconds theory. And this is one that you guys may not necessarily know, but I'm going to enlighten you. So when
I thought these are ones that he talked about. Like I can break up
my own. Any kind of conspiracy. It's just called
conspiracies. Keefspiracies.
Come on, get with the program, baby. You're part of the podcast. You should know this.
Okay, I got another one then.
So my top one is the 7 seconds theory, which is the idea that when you die, your brain actually survives for 7 seconds after your heart stops. And in those 7 seconds, you basically enter a lucid dream state. And in dreams, time is it's almost irrelevant. Like it can be any. Yeah, exactly. It could be a minute. It could be 100 years. So in those 7 seconds, you relive every memory from your past because your brain is actually capable of holding all of those things, the feeling, the smell sensations, all of those things. And you relive those in those 7 seconds for an eternal loop. So everybody is actually already dead. You just don't know it yet.
Sick, very sick sense. I'm going to change my answer and go with the fact that Avril Lavigne died in 1997.
I love that one.
Replaced her with somebody else.
I love that one. So obviously, like the big gun is the moon landing, but I'm going to put that to the side and say that basically every huge advance in technology that we have had is thanks to aliens, and you can trace it back to certain times where you know we were running around on like a rotary phone, and then not too long after that, iPhone and FaceTime, and like all that shit is thanks to aliens and stuff that they have left behind, and how people have been able to take that and use it for our own good.
Do you ever see the movie Paul with like Simon Pegg and Seth Rogen, and he's like the one alien who's an area telling him how to do all this stuff?
Yeah, I believe that's not that far off.
Yeah,
I buy it. It's not far fetched.
All right.
Okay, so the last one in the top threes here. This is top three Netflix shows you've probably never heard of, but everybody should watch. I know guys are more movie guys than TV guys, so I'll go first here, give you a second to collect your thoughts.
Okay.
Because I have a bunch of them. But my number one is a show called Daybreak. It's a pretty fun show. It's about a post-apocalyptic Earth. It's a brand new take on zombies where there was this huge nuclear reaction, but it only affected people over the age of 18. And so the only people that aren't zombies left on the planet are all kids. Jessica Jones, season 3, rest in peace. and so it follows around this main character as he adventures around and tries to figure out how to survive. And meets a lot of cool people. It's a lot of fun. I enjoyed it.
Now, was it Netflix originals or just shows that are on Netflix? Okay.
So I went with Netflix originals. If you don't have one, you can go with a show that's on Netflix.
No. That's fine. I'm just trying to, in my head, because obviously I think Mindhunter is popular enough. That one may not count. That's the one that jumped out to me that I think everybody should watch. Both seasons, I think, were great. I'm trying to think of something that's not super popular, but David, you got one?
The one I started watching recently that I really do enjoy, and I don't think it was popular at the time, but the show is actually really good, is Lucifer. Which is, I think it's based on the Neil Gaiman character, Lucifer.
Yeah, because he actually appears.
Sandman.
Lucifer Morningstar actually appears in like the DC crossover event
that happened
at the end there.
So I would say check out Lucifer. It's actually really good.
Oh, The Stranger was good too.
Yes.
Did you end up watching that, Sean?
I haven't watched that yet.
It's like a whodunit.
Harlan Coben.
It's a Harlan Coben. Yeah. And he's got another one coming out too, but it may not be in English, but I feel like it might be good enough to watch in subtitles. But
there's that one as well. Anything but Space Force.
Yeah, definitely.
Could not get into it.
The other one that I wanted to honorable mention specifically for you, Keith, is called Slasher. It's literally a TV show. It's a whodunit, and it's about people dying. And some of the kills are actually really good. And so it gets a little gory. You're trying to figure out who the hell did it.
I like a slasher. I like both. Exactly. I like both things, Sean.
So I recommend that.
I watched this a while ago, and it just reminded me that it's on Netflix right now. Penny Dreadful. If you guys haven't seen that, check that out. Okay. Penny Dreadful is actually really good.
Perfect.
Sean, where can the people check you out?
You can check me out on Twitter at ShimeTime, twitch.tv/ShimeTime, and that's just about it, man. I'm in those two places literally all the time.
Great stuff, dude.
It's true.
Thank you, boys.
Take it easy. There you go. There's ShimeTime at ShimeTime. Ryan, so far so good.
So far so good. We're killing it.
So far so
good. Hasn't been that bad. No one's really putting the screws to us yet.
Nobody is. All right, let's bring in our next guest right now. That would be
Look at the bandana.
Wesley Sykes from the Change My Mind podcast. Nick Fryer also co-hosts the Furloughed Friends, a nightly Periscope stream with Lucy Burge. Full disclosure, I gave Nick the choice. I said, you can come on here with Wesley or with Lucy.
Wow, I did not know that.
And Fryer said, I'll see what day Wesley can do it. So here we go. It's Nick and Wesley. Guys, how are you?
I'm still hard. I got two hard nipples right now. I'm stoked.
Yeah. Woo! I don't doubt it.
Well, actually good that I didn't ask Lucy tonight because she watched The Ring yesterday and she was terrified.
Terrified.
And then I asked her, if you get a call in the middle of the night, are you going to freak out? And she's like, yeah. So what did I do? I called her at 1 a.m. She couldn't fall asleep. She's been awake 21 hours straight.
I don't want to take up too much of your time, but did you guys know that in the special edition DVD of The Ring, you could actually watch the tape?
Ooh. Oh,
terrifying. The screen goes to black.
Yeah.
And then 10 seconds later, they play like a really loud phone ringing noise. Terrifying.
I don't like that.
Terrifying. Nope.
Also, Ryan, for those who are not watching on the YouTube stream and are just listening to us on the podcast, I do need to point out that Fryer looks like a goddamn extra from Sons of Anarchy right now.
Either that or like you look like a roadie for like like some shit butt
for
rock
rat
band.
Now.
maybe one of the hippies from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Who knows?
No, but you look like a roadie that's seen some shit.
Yeah,
you do. You know what I mean? You look like the guy that wrangles the young ladies to come onto the
Davey, this isn't about you and me right now.
It's not about us.
The Change My Mind pod. Yeah. So guys, what do you guys want? What's the topic du jour?
Well, let's go ahead.
So we usually can't agree on anything. So we just kind of brought a whole bunch of ideas to the table and figured whatever sticks to the wall like pasta, we'll go with. How's that sound?
I love it.
So we'll let Nick lead us off here.
All right. I'm going to go in with my big one. We did a full episode on this. Captain America is the main protagonist of the MCU, not Iron Man. Changed my mind.
Okay. I do believe that the entire arc, starting with the very first Iron Man, is the redemption of Tony Stark. So that kind of sets it on a course with the very first MCU movie being Iron Man, setting that on, actually technically it was Blade.
Technically. Whoa. No, MCU was Iron Man.
Okay, so
Marvel movie was Blade, maybe.
Yes.
But it's Iron Man. Iron Man 100%.
Has to be Iron Man. And I think it's the first movie, he
dies. It's the relationship with Spider-Man. He's probably in more movies. I'm not going to do the math off the top of my head. I'm just guessing he's in more movies. It's definitely Iron Man. He's like the head of the Avengers, and then he dies. It's without question Robert Downey Jr. and Iron
Man. And I think being the literally like the heart of the whole the whole experience. But
thank you.
More than that, though, I think he sees Steve Rogers as like the ideal that his father wanted him to be, and he can never. You know what I mean? Like that. Howard Stark is responsible.
That's a good point. But to say because he's first, no, that first movie doesn't mean anything to me. You have a guy who leads off a batting order. Just because he's the first hitter doesn't mean he's the most important hitter on the team.
Are you saying the MCU is a batting order?
I'm just saying. I'm just trying to create comparisons.
The movie is a lot more important than the guy that's going to be up also in the third inning.
I'm just saying, who's the last guy? Who gets the happy ending at the end of all of it?
Probably me.
I respect the point that like Steve Rogers is he's basically like the Superman of
he's a close second in my mind. Again, Civil War is the two of them, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a close second. I would also say Iron Man's movies, although not all great, are all very much Iron Man movies, whereas Captain America had one of his own movies. And then basically it was he and Winter Soldier, and then he and everybody for the third one. Mm-hmm. Like Iron Man kind of carried that on his own. And if Iron Man, the first one, now this is more sort of like box office critic part, but if the first Iron Man wasn't as good as it was, you're not getting the rest of the whole thing.
That's fair. That part is true. But I mean, just because of that, you guys did not change my mind. I'll let Wes go with one of his.
I think you're 3-1 out here. I think we're 3-1.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's start off. Maybe something on the lighter side here.
Okay.
9/11 was an inside job. Changed my mind.
Jesus Christ.
Are you familiar with Towers 6 and 7? That's all I want.
We just lost, unfortunately, Wes's feed. And,
hi there. I don't know what happened. I think we got some feedback.
That is weird.
For a moment. Towers 6 and 7, you know, it just presents a very interesting argument. I suggest maybe giving that a bing, if you will, Keith.
You will not change my mind on that.
Okay, all right, we'll cross that one off here.
Yeah. Well, let's try getting West. Yeah. By the way, Finland is a real country, by the way. My brother's been there. So
it doesn't matter that it exists. The fact that it was manufactured by Russia and China to open a trade route. Like, that's what I'm interested
in. Tuukka asked from there, Fryer. We don't need your brother to go there to fucking prove it. Thanks.
You said it didn't exist when you were talking with Shime.
The country was, like, manufactured. It is real, but it's not a real country. Yeah,
not a real place.
Anyways, Wes.
So let me try this out again here.
Take two.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, so as a father of a nearly 5-year-old retriever, do mm-hmm. either of you need parenting advice?
I have a 10-year-old asshole who's somewhere around here.
I was gonna say I have a 7-year-old border collie mix, so I'm doing.
But
doing
I do appreciate the people who are like, oh, I have a dog, so I know what that's like.
I do. I know exactly how you feel. So, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah, you know.
It's similar.
The dual use of a newspaper. Maybe you hit him in the snout to let him know, and then you put it down later. That's a bathroom, you know.
We do that. I mean, that's standard operating procedure around the Davey household. Just a good whack in the back of the head with a newspaper.
With a newspaper. Right.
Of course, I'm kidding.
After you're done reading it, of course, as a couple of media men here, you know.
Right.
You guys still get the newspaper?
Of course.
What about you guys?
Oh, yeah. Full subscriber.
I haven't seen a newspaper since probably 99, summer of 99.
Oh, wow.
Getting an article.
That's disappointing to me. it's a sad sign for the business.
You should check out the internet. There's so many sites.
Oh, my God. What is so that? Much shit on
Come
this.
Again?
So many goddamn sites.
One more time.
All right. Let's see. All right. Tom Haverford is the worst main character on Parks and Rec.
Oh, no. No. I think the worst character on that show. The character who annoys is Ann Perkins. And Thank I'll tell you. You why. One, she can't think for herself, right? Every time she gets a new boyfriend, she gets a new identity. Not only that, what thing that would drive me nuts about Ann Perkins, played by the lovely Rashida Jones.
Yes.
Went out with Tupac.
When she, yeah. She calls all of her boyfriends dude. That would really piss me off.
I had a girlfriend that called me dude.
Ex-girlfriend, it sounds like.
Well, that's true.
Dated for 3 years, though. I mean, yeah, that's why.
3 years. Wow. Wasted 3 years of your life.
A lot of dudes.
Calls you dude.
Yeah. Right down the drain.
I called her dude back.
Well, yeah, see, no, I don't like that.
That's a whole different change my mind there.
Yeah.
Keith, your response?
I first of all, didn't love Parks and Rec like a lot of people did, but oh, wow. I would say Ann Perkins is definitely worse. I also wasn't a huge, is it April? Didn't love April.
Oh, it was April Ludgate, huh?
It was very one note, and it was like funny for a little bit, and then you're like, this is all she does? Like, kind of done with it.
Not enough that she's the worst. It's like Tom is just like, you love me. I hate that voice that he does. I can't stand that shit. That's the worst.
So I'll give you that. That I don't like either. I don't like his stand-up. But that's neither here nor there. That's a
and I don't want to. I don't want to get into anybody's looks. But fat Chris Pratt is way better than ripped Chris Pratt.
100%
Yes, 100%. Definitely.
Funny. I think unfortunately my wife would agree with that too.
Before we get to the next topic here, oh my God!
Oh, look at me!
Walking by.
Oh no! Oh no!
My topic to viewer is that Nick is the worst person alive.
Okay, let's discuss.
Right. How about that? Let's unpack that a little
bit. Okay, so first of all, calls me at 12:56 a.m., which I would say this phone call is another reason. So the phone call and then this bandana that he's wearing tonight is very much like this phone call because he thinks it's funny in theory, and then actually it happens and it's not as funny as he thinks.
Wow.
That's basically
this is why I had Wes come on.
Yeah,
this is why.
It's nice to meet you. And you're
nice to meet you as well. Yeah,
hello.
Now, Lucy, you've been listening the entire time. Is that right?
Oh, I have. Yes, all the way back to Shime, to the Shime era of this. Yes.
Yeah, Shime sang a song.
Yes, sure I saw that.
You know, as we would do.
Yes, and his theory about the 7 seconds.
Yep.
Which is about to happen for Nick Fryer because I'm.
Shouldn't you be in bed right now? I thought you were friggin' tired.
Yeah, I have been up for 21 hours. Thank you very much for that.
She just psyched you out. She just got you.
Hell yeah.
Punk on our 22.
Now what?
Now, so this is awkward. So we've made this awkward on purpose.
Yeah. What happened?
Here we go.
I feel like I'm meeting the mistress. Or am I the mistress in this case? Like, I'm not sure what's going
on. I don't want to be anything like that to Nick Fryer. Thank you. I want nothing to do with that. Thank you very much.
Well, I said very nicely to Fryer. I said, hey, Fryer. I go, I know you do two different things. So you can have Lucy on or you can have Wes on. And, like, immediately I got the three dots. Immediately. And he goes, I'll see when Wes can do it.
Exactly. But expect nothing less. Another reason why it's the worst. The worst.
Wes is the one who introduced me to Dork. Wes is who I've been doing Change My Mind with for over a year.
Okay, but immediately.
And Lucy shits on me all the time. I want to do more with her than I already do.
But I mean, it's justified, I would say.
Look at yourself.
100%. He's all riled up.
Look at yourself for 90 degrees.
What are you talking about? I'm ripping my Change My Mind gear.
Yes. This is insane.
So honestly, what's the story behind the bandana?
Yeah.
I've had this since college. I think actually I wore this the first workout I ever had in college with my teammates, and they thought I was a badass psycho from Boston. And then they realized, nope, he is the complete opposite of that.
That's a rough first impression.
I'm used to getting shit on. I'm used to it.
Yes. I also agree with you, Davey, that Ann Perkins is the worst character on Parks.
Thank you.
Why are you still here?
She's so boring.
She was invited. We invited her.
Invited. We invited her on. It's like a real Merv Griffin show.
Yeah, we did the Kramer Merv Griffin show thing.
Which is all my favorite Seinfeld episode.
Scandals and animals. That's all
with
we
the
do.
Toys.
There you go. Exactly. Look who it is. Yeah, exactly.
We were kind of just puttering, hashtag dork, kind of just going along. We needed something new. So scandals and animals. That's what we're doing.
There you go.
It's
perfect.
We got a bird guy coming in next.
Here we go. And to rattle Nick, which worked, I think.
Which worked.
Yep. A little bit.
So, Lucy, you just saw The Ring?
Just saw The Ring for the first time.
Okay.
Yesterday. So scary. It was
the scariest movie I've ever seen, I think. Ever seen. Yeah. But I actually liked it because it was satisfying. It satisfied every scary thing I wanted. Scary from the beginning to the end. A lot of scary movies, not scary at the beginning. No. They're kind of, the lead up is a little
bit
boring.
Slow.
I was hooked from the start.
I was wondering if it still held up because I haven't watched it in forever, but it does. Okay.
It holds up. Yep. It's good enough. Absolutely does. Yep. Okay. Technology wise, everything. I mean, it's a little bit like the technology from a long time ago, but you get it. You get the
a lot of VHS tapes.
Yes. Yep.
Fryer, were you still steaming?
Yeah,
right now.
You ticked off.
I should be the one mad at you.
Go to bed.
So Wes, tell me. So how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. You know, I feel like we only have a couple minutes left here, and I got about five or six jokes I'd like to rattle off. Maybe I just have time for one more.
Go ahead. Two belong together.
This is my spotlight on Letterman.
I'm gonna shit on Wes. Wes, talk.
I'm not gonna say anything.
No, thank you, Lucy.
Well, this could be addressed to everybody, if you don't mind, in the crowd and at home. Have any of you given more thought to the everlasting life and love that comes when you accept Jesus Christ as our one true Lord and Savior?
Yep.
You did the same shit at our live show.
I'm sorry, come again? I do not recall.
All right, we lost Wes, unfortunately. Which is just the worst. But he's
you guys actually didn't end up using it because Koo didn't have the audio.
Yeah, right. That was when we screwed up. He screwed up the audio. Yeah,
that was for the people that were in house.
What happened there? I dropped out for
a while. Technology screwy. I think it might be your internet. I'm not.
Okay. I see there. Yeah, it's that damn dial up. But have you given any more thought? Well,
no. If you just send me all the stuff in paper, if you just
Yeah. What's your address, real quick?
Hey, where? I'm sure you guys did a great job selling yourself. Where can people listen to your podcast?
Let's go ahead.
Well, you can find us at the @ChangeMyMindPod on Twitter, or Apple, Google, Spotify. We're also on thegww.com. That's geeksworldwide.com. Yes. As well, if you want to check out any comic book information, Nick is always writing up a storm over there. Nick, where can the people find you?
@Fry_Guy1, and then we do the Lucy and I do the Furloughed Friends podcast every night too. Although after tonight, I'm not so certain.
Now you're gonna pull the plug on that. Hey, what's up with the new Red Hood? Is that any good?
It's very hit or miss. The last issue was good, but man, this run the New Outlaws, that's what you're gonna read next, and whatever the next trade is. I was not happy with that. And I wasn't a big fan of the art either. So I get really annoyed. I'm very particular about my artists. And Dexter Soy was outstanding. And the guys they've had up not until great. Now. Yeah. The guy now is good, but I don't know, man.
Still all right. Miss. Fry Guy and Wes, thank you guys.
And Lucy, hey. Thank you. And by the way, thank you for having us on your podcast as
well. Furlough of course. Friends, anytime. Yes. We're going to have to do a script reading at some point.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, do that script soon. Reading. So Furlough Friends, so the easiest way for people to watch that, Lucy, is just on
my Twitter. My Twitter @ Lucille Burge.
Boom.
So perfect. Yes.
Thank you, Lucy.
Thank you, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
See ya.
See you, Luce.
All right. Let's wrap things up here, Ryan.
Let's wrap things up. The only way we can.
I don't know who it could be. Is there who could we possibly bring in to wrap
we
this
don't,
up?
We don't have that many friends. So if you were waiting for the big ticket item, you probably figured it out who it is. Yeah. Bring him in.
Yeah, let's go. It's Mac and Goo.
Yeah, they are.
How about me calling me out, telling people that I lost the audio?
Hey. You were in charge of the audio. No one else.
You were in charge of the audio.
I was using a computer that just turned off in the middle, and I recovered it. That's pretty good.
You did. I thought it was over. I thought it was done.
Not great.
We are also going to put up, with the only purpose of hurting people's feelings, we are going to put up a poll who had the best segment on the #DorkShow. Mm-hmm.
So keep in mind, Rossi pooped his pants.
Rossi shit himself, which is great. And then Shimes did himself singing.
But maybe here. Maybe Shimes sang. And then Wes talked about 9/11.
Correct.
And about Jesus, and I assume abortions.
Oh, and then Nick,
that was next up.
Nick shook him to his core.
So we have a whole topic planned. We're actually going to eschew that for bandana talk. I've got to understand why. Listen, I've worn a bandana in my day, maybe two, maybe three. Why Nick Fryer would come on here. Actual bandana. I'm a bald guy. I should wear a bandana.
Bald guy, fine.
Does Nick have an open wound on his forehead and he's trying to hide?
Remember that? Goo, you remember the old SNL skit, Massive Head Wound Harry?
Yes.
That Dana Carvey did.
And the dog starts chewing on it?
Yeah. He must smell my dog.
I think he's trying to distract from the facial hair, so he goes bandana.
That's what it is. Go hand in hand, though.
Who was it? Who was it? It was you and Shime shitting on his goatee.
Everybody was. Did you see it?
Anybody I saw it. I didn't say anything. And then he was like, next time I saw him, it was gone. And he was like,
so he was peer pressured.
I will say he was crushing the 1997 slugger look, him and Mark McGuire side by side.
Like Ken Caminiti.
Ken Caminiti. Perfect. Phil Nevin.
Phil Nevin's a good one with the goatee. That's a nice hitter.
That's our topic today. It's 1997
if it's 90s sluggers, I'm in. John Jaha. What do you got?
Matt Stairs.
Chris Sabo.
Brian Giles.
Nicky Tendleton.
We are going to introduce the topic, I guess. It's pretty good. It's near and dear to my heart.
Oh, boy.
We're going to be talking about
Aura's boner.
Celebrity sex tapes. Moreover, a brief history of celebrity sex tapes.
Okay.
So you guys can just chime in whenever you'd like. I'm going to run through the notable ones. It's weird. Celebrity sex tapes sort of started as a detriment or a black mark to celebrities' careers. And now it's become like, oh, it's a hot ticket item. If you want to jump from D level to A level, maybe B level, you release a sex tape.
Now it's building Hollywood royalty. An entire family has been made because of Ray J.
The most famous people in the world are because... But that also goes to tell you just how popular Brandy was.
Yeah.
Because nobody knew who her brother really was. Mm-hmm. I remember when that first video came out, it was Brandy's brother is with a girl who is Robert Kardashian's daughter, but somebody who's friends with Paris Hilton.
Friends with Paris Hilton.
Yep. And you're like, all right, I'll watch.
I mean, also, Ray J had a pretty nice hog. So
count that. It's actually pretty unreal how everything ties in here. So in 1988, Rob Lowe has a threesome with two random club women from Atlanta. And it like lampoons his career for a little bit. Like it wasn't a good thing then.
Because one of them was suspected to be underage. Yeah.
Yes.
I think that was part of it, but I don't think they ever proved it. I don't know. We don't want to get into that.
I think it was like the age of consent in that state.
Probably like 13.
But it was like 16 and the girl was like just 16. So it was like, it was frowned. It wasn't like illegal, but it was like definitely sketchy.
Well, tying back into your Parks and Rec thing here, it's weird to think of like Parks and Rec, Rob Lowe banging 16-year-olds. It's not.
Well, go watch Youngblood. You'll get it.
Fueled on cocaine.
Youngblood. Cocaine. St. Elmo's Fire.
And then we have a big gap until the next celebrity comes out with a tape.
Literally,
Tonya Harding in 1994 with that dingbat Jeff Galooly. What was that about? How did that happen? To Jeff Galooly.
Was that the one in the motel?
Yeah, it was their honeymoon.
Yeah.
It was their wedding night, but it turned out it wasn't technically their wedding night. It was they were just doing like role play. So I mean, I'm not gonna say no to Tonya Harding, but that's not a good start, right?
You can feel the love.
Yeah.
It's nice.
No, there's a connection there. They have good chemistry. Did you see I, Tonya, the movie?
Yes.
Yeah. So you get like a sense of kind of where she's coming from. And so once I saw that, like her doing that movie, you're like, that's on brand.
Makes a lot of sense.
Because then she was in like celebrity boxing.
And like, who could ever imagine such a weird sex scene between Marge Bob and Sebastian Stan?
It's true. Yeah. Way to oversell both of those real life people as well.
Oh my God. They really got the better end of that.
Who's playing Joe Exotic? Is it like Nick Cage or something?
Yeah, Nick Cage is.
Yeah, Nick Cage. Come on.
And then we get to the real, I would say, you know, the one that everyone knows. In 98, Pam Anderson and Tommy Lee come out with just the pinnacle of sex tapes.
And this
There's
is
multiple locations. Oh. They're on a boat. Tommy Lee steers a boat with his cock. I mean, that's haven't we all wanted to do that at some point?
Yes, it's on my bucket list.
and this was my foray into the category.
I think this is the one that kicked off everything. Yeah, and then right video... around this time is when they start to leak the Pam Anderson, Bret Michaels footage like years before. Hmm. So now you're like, oh, we know Pam Anderson, Baywatch, Home Improvement, but then it took her to like barbed wire fame. I mean,
but that was one of those things where like nobody that I know saw the Rob Lowe one. Nobody that I know saw the Tonya Harding one until after.
Yeah.
Nobody saw it live. And then the Pam and Tommy thing.
Besides the 10 people that were in the room.
Yeah.
They had like gaffers, they had like lighting
for like a whole bunch of crew. Yeah.
The boom mic guys are the best.
No, but they like that one was just so famous. Like that was the most downloaded thing ever.
And that was also on VHS when the internet and shit. Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't VHS, but that was also like when the internet was really kind of kicking in a little bit.
There's
like,
that's about three down that broke everyone's computer.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that in a second.
Well, then, so Tommy Lee's featured in that video. And Tommy Lee at the time is just as famous as Pamela Anderson is. So it's the first time you get two celebrities back and forth. Vince Neil's like, oh, I know Tommy Lee. I can do that. I'm just as sexy as Tommy Lee. Who does he have? Janine Lindemulder, which is an incredible poll. And a penthouse pet, Brandy Ledford. They shot it in 93. It wasn't released until after the Pam and Tommy one. So he's just like, I'm going to capitalize on this. I'm going to dive in there. I'll tell you what. There's a lot of people I'd like to see have sex. Vince Neil's not one of them.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, too. But for our fans listening who don't know who Janine Lindemulder is, I believe she's the nurse on the cover of Enema of the State, the Blink 182 album.
She sure is. Mm-hmm.
That's her.
She sure is with the glove.
Great album, by the way.
Great album. Yes. Yeah.
And a fun fact, Blink 182 almost got sued millions upon millions of dollars for having the red cross on her little hat there.
Really?
Yep.
Because the red cross wanted to.
Yeah.
That's the highest compliment I've ever seen.
Yep.
Mr. Yeah. Skin. And then so shortly after Vince Neil, I think now is the time where celebrities are like formulating how to make sex tapes. Matt, you know, it's sort of becoming an art. Mm-hmm. And then in 2001, Eve and Stevie J come out with a weird sex tape that no one wants to really see. Stevie J, you might know from one of those VH1 shows. He's like a producer. Eve, of course, from Rough Riders fame.
Yep.
We all loved Eve. But let's skip over that
she had a little pause on her breasts.
Yeah, paw prints up here.
Yeah.
Yes, no, thank you.
Her and Gwen Stefani had that song that everyone knew. In 2003, mm-hmm. boys, we get a real groundbreaking thing here. Paris Hilton and Rick Solomon appear in One Night in Paris, and they blow everyone's mind, and they go night vision cinematography.
Which, by the way, incredible name for a porno, by the way. Can we discuss One Night in Paris?
Oh, like, they nailed that.
Incredible
name. It was ripped off after that millions and millions of times.
I would say
every other celebrity sex tape was ripped off
of
that.
One Night in Paris did for porn what Silence of the Lambs did for horror.
Night vision. Did what, like, night vision's
back. Max
iconic scenes.
I think you're right, but I just remember being like a... So in 98, I was 14. So I was like a real youth for Pam and Tommy. That was super famous. But then Paris Hilton was like, it was one that everybody referenced. Yeah. Everybody knew it. Even people who hadn't seen it, like, were aware of it and kind of like would talk about it. Like, it was just, it made her super famous. Like, she was already like an heiress or whatever the hell she is. But everybody knew who she was after this. And by the way, not a very impressive tape either.
Not great, but think about the internet from 98 to 03. Like, that's what made it happen.
Yes,
well,
correct.
The internet was on LimeWire.
Yeah.
If the internet was as prevalent in 98, Pam would have been even bigger. But Paris is the first one to capitalize on it.
Yes, she was.
And so then in 2004, we get Joni Lauer, a.k.a. China, and Sean Waltman, a.k.a. X-Pac. They capitalize on Paris Hilton, and they do One Night in China. They went out of their way to sell
it
to Vivid.
They
had already taped it, and they sold it to Vivid. And that started a whole career for China. She ends up doing...
Pick of the pod. And she's from Davey's hometown.
No, really? Triple H is. She's
so
from
China.
She's from like Londonderry.
China's not from Nashua?
Triple H is.
No, but China is too.
No, she's from like Derry or something. She's not from.
Just take it.
All right. After One Night in China, closer to your hometown than mine.
What did we say we wanted? We demanded a sequel. They come out with Another Night in China, 2009.
Too many
she
nights.
Also stars in Backdoor to China, 2011. Then she ends up getting the She-Hulk role in the Avengers parody, which was incredible, of course. That was 2012. And she got the much deserved spinoff off of Avengers called She-Hulk XXX. They really run out of
I legit didn't know any of that.
Yeah,
I legit did not know
she had
that.
A whole career off of
as She-Hulk.
Yeah.
Now, was this
make sense?
Was this before or after she did Celebrity Rehab?
I think it was after, wasn't it?
I remember
what year did she die?
She died in 19.
You have that?
2015.
I was going to ask if she's going to be in the She-Hulk show.
Died 2016. Nah.
16. Oh, so maybe, I don't know. I thought the porn was afterwards, like the back to.
Because I remember watching Celebrity Rehab, and like they referenced the X-Pac stuff.
Yeah,
and he even came and visited her once. I had no idea about the She-Hulk stuff.
So
X-Pac
the other thing
seems like a genuinely terrible person.
Oh, he absolutely does.
You know what they call it in wrestling? So like, if people don't like you, it's called heat. But it's like a good thing. Like, oh, you get
like
heat
you get
because
heat.
Like, because like, oh, boo, like boo the villain. You're a bad guy. I hate you. They call it X-Pac heat, which means you boo, but you don't even care about him. And it's the worst kind
of
heat.
Get him
ever.
Off
it's
my
like,
TV.
Fuck this guy.
Get him
legit
out of the
hate
arena.
This guy. He's not a yeah.
Is that a real thing? Like you X-Pac get X-Pac heat.
X-Pac heat. That's what the wrestlers call it. X-Pac heat.
I fucking love that. That's fantastic. Yeah. Let's run through a couple here. I think Goo's going to have a comment on one. 2005, we get Davey's favorite, Fred Durst, and a groupie. Just having some sex. Just having a little regular sex.
He did
I don't have
with
any comments on that
missionary,
one.
Missionary with the lights off. So that's fine.
Did she do it my way? Come on. Did she do it all for the nookie?
Ooh.
I've never seen
this. Was there any hot dog flavored water involved?
Oh, I'm sure there was.
Probably.
I'm sure.
That's how they usually end.
Worst album name I've ever heard in my life, by the way.
Yep.
Good album, though.
Not a bad album, though. Yeah.
Good album.
Love that album. Love that album.
And then we get to this era now where, because of Paris Hilton, I think celebrities start using sex tapes to like relaunch careers. In 2006, you get Dustin Diamond, aka Screech. He gets in on the action in a porno called Screech Saved by the Smell.
Yep, he gave a girl a dirty Sanchez. That really happened.
Hate to say it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I made this comment.
He also lost to Danny Bonaducci in celebrity boxing.
Yeah, that's true. Danny, but like, yeah. Bonaducci. Danny Partridge beat him up.
Yeah.
Was Tonya Harding on that same card?
She was, actually, yeah.
Was she? Yeah, it did two or three of them.
Paula Jones.
Way to close that loop.
Yeah, like that.
Nice job.
Yeah. Also in 2006, we get Colin Farrell just like making love to his wife. I don't know why anyone ever wanted to release that one, but
that
it's like
right?
14 minutes of just consensual sex. It's a little weird.
Like missionary sex.
Well, I hope that it's consensual,
Mac. Yeah. God poor choice
it.
Of words.
God damn it, Mac.
There's also a rumor in 2006 that comes out that Scott Stapp and Kid Rock in 1999 have a six-some. With those two and four women, and no one's ever seen the tape, but they're pretty much saying that it happened. So you've got the lead singer of Creed and Kid Rock on his, you know, meteoric rise, banging women.
Hey, they're rock stars, man.
I'll watch that. Why not? 2007. Now, this is the one that sort of broke the internet. So Paris Hilton, you know, sort of walked so Kim K could run. Kim K, notable friend of Paris Hilton. What does she do? Her and Ray J get together, which is, I think it was originally shot in 2003 or 2004. And they legit release Kim K's sex tape, like right before Keeping Up with the Kardashians come out.
Well, her mother released the tape.
Of course. Yeah.
100%.
Because so Gu and I are a little bit younger. We pretty much missed the OJ trial.
Don't speak for me.
We didn't know who Robert Kardashian
How
was.
Dare you.
So like the Kardashians meant nothing to us.
I know him as David Schwimmer.
Juice.
So in 2007, they released the tape, and literally Keeping Up with the Kardashians comes out like months later. It's just a genius idea.
It is. That starfish puts in no effort at all.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't.
Just lays there.
You look that good, and it really doesn't matter.
Yeah,
but she didn't even look that great at that time.
But better than Paris, though.
Oh, for sure. For sure better than Paris.
Well, yeah.
2008,
a little bit.
A Gene Simmons tape surfaces. Goo's got a couple of copies of that if you guys like to get hands on that.
And
also 2008.
He wears a shirt.
Vern Troyer pops up in 2008. How about that? Doing sex.
I was unaware.
So this is when, what was that celebrity house they did on like VH1?
Surreal Life.
That's what it was. This is around then.
Yeah.
Oh, he peed in his little rascal scooter.
Because Surreal Life was like 04.
No, this was after Surreal Life.
Yeah,
this was after Surreal Life.
Yeah.
His real downward spiral.
That was a good house though. Peter Brady. Adrian, what's her name? Adrian Curry.
A model lady.
They ended up getting together. Yeah.
2010, we get Lawrence Larry Fishburne's daughter, Montana, stars in an actual porno.
She's not even a celebrity.
Actually in a porno. And also in 2010, Vivid gets their hands on the Kendra Wilkinson sex tape, which was, there was a little fuzzy area because they were like, is she 18? Is she not 18? But it is pre-boob job, if you'd like to check that one out.
Man, 2011. Max, sorry, do you have on the list the girl from Family Matters?
The girl from Family Matters.
Oh, yeah.
No,
what's her name?
Judy, right?
We have a whole category for that at the end, but thank you for interrupting.
You got it.
So, Mac, I want to point out one thing. So I'm reading on Huffington Post, there's a thing about Scott Stapp and the sex tape. And he claims that it's not a sex tape because he didn't actually have sex with anybody on the tape. They just did mouth stuff. So that it's like, therefore...
They just captured the foreplay.
That is
the
most Christian answer ever given.
That story checks out.
Hey! It was just butt stuff. All right.
Just to give you the
outer course.
He said, "Well, there's no sex on the sex tape for it to get characterized that way. I mean, that kind of sucks." Like, it certainly does.
I hear you, man. I watched for the sex. I didn't get any.
Yeah. There was none there.
Strikes a chord with me. 2011, we get Tila Tequila with some girl-on-girl-on-girl action with Christina Rose and Charlie Lane. It's not bad. She seems kind of lazy in that one. 2014, Tila Tequila has one with her ex-boyfriend. A little more effort given in that one. This is another big landmark one. 2012, Gawker posts the Hulk Hogan video of him and Bubba the Love Sponge's ex-wife. And this was one that no one ever wanted to see, ever asked
never.
For. But we all watched it.
Like, oh, I'm so bloated right now.
It was like the worst thing ever.
He's like, oh, I just ate all that crab.
And then like...
And then I just remember how big the bed was with the posts.
Massive
like, what
bed.
Is it? And like, what have I ever seen?
And that camera like was so far away. It was like it a was, nanny
it was
cam
like a
that was
fish
like
eye from the corner. It was yeah. weird.
It was like security footage.
And what grown ass man has a canopy bed?
Right.
What are we doing?
And like halfway through, Bubba like steps on the edge in on of the them. Bed he's like, "You guys need anything? You're all right. Can I get you anything?" Ugh. And they're like, "No, we're good." And they get Derby. Back to it, which like also, caused the whole thing because Bubba's claim was that like they used to wife swap and shit, and so he's like,
"I believe
Hulk
it.
Knew I was recording this stuff. Like this was a thing that we used to do." So I. That's a whole. It literally
he
led
got
to
a
the
ton of money,
the
though,
downfall of Gawker. Yeah,
yeah,
100 million.
Bitty pecker. So all that money didn't help out.
I bet he doesn't get 100 million. For the Gawker didn't have 100 million.
No, he probably ends up getting.
But they're
like
out of business now. So.
Yeah, I owe you though. Ron, hang on to that.
Just as good as money. Yeah.
He can have the website. 2013.
You get the domain.
Farrah Abraham of Teen Mom fame.
I'm going to argue this. This is not a sex tape. 1.5
million off of a sex tape with
this
James
is not
Dean.
A sex tape.
The porno.
This is just a porno. She was porno.
She, no, but sex. She claimed it was hers and someone took it.
Yeah, that
like,
was
she
the whole
claimed
thing.
That like
she
it
says
got
she
leaked.
Sold it to whatever company
it
she
was
sold it to.
So well lit. It was so well coordinated.
Very well
you had
produced.
A you had a professional porno guy.
Yeah. Yeah. And then she like made weird accusations about James Dean afterwards and he was
which
like
is super weird.
He's like, dude, I got a call and I showed up. Yeah. Yeah,
seems like no. a stand-up guy.
He's been very respectful in all the pornos I've seen.
Well, but he's like in that movie with Lindsay Lohan too.
Yeah, he was like
in
the
porn, but
he's like the male Jenna Jameson. Like the guy's like been in like everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. And we got a couple more here before we wrap this up. 2015, Courtney Stodden gives a terrible blowy to her husband who's like 65 years old. Like that.
Who's the fucking guy from The Green Mile?
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, it is the guy from The Green Mile, which is fucking weird. I should add it to my resume. 2016, this is one more for your age group. Sonny, formerly of the WWE, Tammy Lynn Sitch, comes out with a sex tape to sort of try to revive her career, and it's just too little too late for
so
Sonny.
I never saw it, but you guys really missed out. Like when Davey and I were in high school, or actually just before high school, Sonny was next level.
Oh,
Sonny,
my God.
Like they dubbed her, and it was true. Like this is like the early stages of the internet. She was like the most searched. So when people finally got the internet and there was finally like images and videos,
could you imagine
search,
that?
She was the number one person to search.
I bet people were just writing shit down for years. Like one of these days, these days,
and it was her. People were
it was. I remember
her.
It was Sunny.
But this was her, like,
yeah,
like unfortunately, 20 years after you would have wanted to see it.
Right.
This is like new.
she doesn't.
But it was like
terrible.
Sunny?
But she's not Sunny in the video.
No. Stable. And Stacey Keebler were like the
Marlena, even
Tristratus.
So you're missing, I think, two that I'm thinking of.
I got one last one, which is my favorite. We'll finish this with one. Paige, also of WWE fame, Saraya Jade Beavis.
What is her real name?
I don't know. Saraya Jade Beavis, I believe.
Beavis. Her last name is Beavis.
Just Paige.
Paige.
Or is it Paige?
So there's like a Eiffel Tower situation with her, Brad Maddox, and Xavier Woods, which is just a surreal video to watch if you know all three of those wrestlers. Then there's a ton of stuff with her and Del Rio, like having sex in public spaces, like dressing rooms, that sort of shit. And then there's also some solo stuff, in particular one where she held the women's championship belt while she was going to town on herself, and people kind of got upset about that one.
Is this the girl that they did the movie about?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Yep, fighting for my family.
Yeah.
So for me personally, I'll ask you guys here. The Paige stuff is my favorite one because Paige was one of those celebrities that I saw, and I was like, I'd like to see a sex tape of that girl. And then there you go.
And
there it was,
did.
Like 2 years later. That was really fulfilling for me. Which one is your favorite celebrity sex tape?
So many. If,
so
the answer is Pam and Tommy.
That's my answer.
Probably Pam and Tommy. So there's a couple that you left out. The one that became not that it was a great tape, but Jenna something who was on Survivor season 1, which was like the most famous Survivor like ever. People
great
were obsessed
season.
With that show.
Make
I didn't watch
Richard.
It. The only reason I even know it exists is she's actually from New Hampshire, Davey.
Yep.
This lady that like finished kind of far, and then it was like quote unquote like her wedding night, who knows if it was or not, but like so she released one I think like to hopefully to be famous again. I don't know if it worked.
The Dustin Diamond era of sex tapes.
There was also somebody from like Love and Hip Hop, and there was somebody from like Real Housewives of one of the whatevers that
two women together.
They each had one.
Here's the thing I want to bring up, and this might be a little bit of a Keefspiracy. You know what people don't talk about enough? The fact that like Kris Jenner like brokered that deal.
Oh no, 100%.
There's
But
no
like it was like her idea.
Well, she's like, a genius. Look how famous they are now.
Well, if you think about it, they were Ray J and Kim. Literally, they were like in love. They recorded intimate footage of themselves in 2003, 2004. At some point, Kim tells Kris Jenner that she has this tape.
Right,
they have this show coming up, and they agree to put the tape out.
Yeah,
it's fucking preposterous.
And like her own mother brokered the deal. Like,
yeah, I would say, wouldn't you say that? So Pam, Paris, and Kim are like the three most famous ones.
100%.
Like, I would say
one more
far.
For the Mount Rushmore. And if you're asking me what a Mount Rushmore is, Davey has that? The answer.
What is that?
It's that thing where like a bunch of governments get together and they like pool their money and then like make like a statue.
It is. That's the one.
No, I thought you said it was there was these rock formations that looked like people, and then the first four presidents were then decided by the rock.
Oh, no, that was the other. That was the one in our country, but there's Mount Rushmore's all over the world.
Got it.
Yeah.
And so what would the fourth one be?
They always seem to have four, so.
What would the fourth one be? Those are the clear-cut three.
Yeah, well, I think it's nice that you have those three, and you can sort of put your personal favorite in there. But, like, if you want to, like, Dustin Diamond's not good, but he sort of represents.
No,
what
don't even do that.
I know, but he represents what the sex tape became.
I would, China? China second I would put China. Ahead of China's most of the other
one. China. I'd put China over Dustin Diamond. Screech. Now, which fucking which Screech? China, you like Screech in the club?
Which China tape would you like to collect?
I'm thinking Backdoor.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You guys pick it. I don't.
Yeah, you guys pick it. I pick mine.
We're all good to me. It's fine.
I guess you could put the Hulk Hogan one in there too, for like logistic reasons.
Maybe.
Well, Gene Simmons was coming off a Family Jewels.
Oh, and he wore a shirt the whole time.
Yeah,
like, yeah, dude, you shouldn't have gone to the buffet. You were filming this.
Now, one last question.
Yeah.
Is there a celeb today? Now, you don't have to answer because it's an awkward question.
Oh, fuck, Mac. You know what you forgot? Rebecca Gayheart had one.
She did, but they're just nude in it. There's no sex.
It's really weird. It's her, her husband, Eric Dane, and another woman, and they're like,
just
in like
hanging out.
They're in like a bathtub. And like they're clearly all like high or tripping or like something. It's not right, but like
I'm gonna pull a Scott Stapp.
So I didn't include that because it never did it for me. But I'm sure you got a lot of use out of that one.
Well, Rebecca Gayheart is you know she killed one person, but like she is somebody
like that
who
person, like, didn't matter.
Her and Matthew Broderick are in that fine. Club
and Brandy.
Come on,
and Brandy. Good what job. Is the cops said it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah, the cops said like it didn't matter.
Didn't matter.
What do you mean it didn't matter?
Like the people didn't matter.
Babysitter fucked us.
Is there a celebrity today that you guys should maybe want to see someone release a tape?
No, it'd be like a Jennifer Love Hewitt like blast from the past.
Yeah. Goo's got a really
called?
Good
Wait,
one.
Is that what it's called?
Keith? It is actually. That's also the title of it.
Tawny Kitaen.
So I said one now.
Bring her
I
the
said
wheelchair.
One, and there are pics of her out there, and that is Julia Fox from Uncut Gems.
From Uncut Gems. Yeah. That would be a real nice one.
And if you guys want the pics, just DM Mac.
Yeah, I've got the link somewhere.
I think he sent them to me unsolicited via text message.
Several times, actually.
Correct. Yeah. Just got to share the wealth.
Like, it didn't even
Mondays
ask for me.
I actually have like 15 followers DM me for them, and I've just...
It's actually...
Here you go.
It's actually Max AIM away message.
The bottom of my profile. It's a hyperlink.
Underneath, buried under some Dave Matthews lyrics. It's like right in there.
It just says, baby.
Like, oh, this looks like a link. Let's see where this takes me.
That's good. So that was other than Friar's bandana. That's what we have.
We have run the gamut tonight, Richard. Yeah.
Pretty good.
Done.
That's a full show. Mac and Goo, where can we follow and find Mac and Goo?
So one of us, Mac. What do you?
Yeah, I mean, it didn't really matter to me who answers.
You can follow. Now we're both going.
We're having this real problem lately.
Yeah, go ahead.
Don't really
go
know
ahead.
What's going on.
It's tough. Yeah.
Yeah. iTunes, iHeartRadio, anywhere podcasts are found, Mac&Goo. If you just type in Mac space, we're the second thing that pops up.
Super popular.
That's really good.
Well, that's pretty
good. I mean,
think
about it. You could be the third thing, but you're not.
You're not.
The second thing.
Well, you used to have to type in Mac space and an ampersand and then another space and then would pop up third.
And then G and then also a U. And then there we were.
Yeah.
Number one with that, though.
Number one, Mac and Goo ATM.
Okay.
Yeah.
At Mac and Goo program. Guys, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Wonderful right. having you, boys. Thank you yes, so much.
Always a pleasure. Oop.
I'm still here.
Ryan, what do you think? The first ever mystery guests.
I think that went well. I think now that we've kind of set the precedent, it can only get better from here.
Sky's the limit.
And I think I love, I was meaning to say this to you off air, but I'll say it in front of the people. I love doing this kind of like non-traditional format type stuff. It breaks it up. It's nice, you know.
It's good.
So more of that.
Keeps more people wanting more. Ryan, what do they say about wombats, though?
Look at them square buttholes, player.
Player.